The D.C. Taxi Cab Commission approved on an emergency basis a limited extension for installation of the modern taxi meter system for some but not all cabbies. The limited extension from September 1st to September 30th applies to companies and driver owners that meet certain criteria. To get the extension, companies and driver owners must have a signed contract with the payment service provider by August 15th. And actually, it's the PSP, not the driver, which petitions the commission. The commission says it will grant the limited extension only if the PSP certifies that it will complete installation of the modern taxi meter system in all its cabs by September 30th. I spoke with D.C. Taxi Chair Ron Litton about this Thursday in his office.
Those individual taxi, independent taxi owners and those companies with vehicles who have valid legal agreements with a payment service provider can ask their payment service provider to submit to the commission a request for extension of the deadline for installation to September 30th, provided that the payment service provider certifies an installation schedule that shows everything will be completed by September 30th and that there is a valid contract in existence with the owner-operator.
So if I understand you correctly, the petition does not, it does that, that does not come from the driver. It comes from the PSP or the payment service provider.
That's absolutely correct. And we really should say driver-owner. Remember, there are two kinds of drivers out there. There are drivers who rent vehicles, and there are drivers who own their own vehicles, either independently or by affiliating with an organization. But the owners of vehicles, whether one or 20 or more, will not are not being asked to submit requests for extension. We will not entertain requests from them. The request has to come from the payment service provider so that we know that a valid contract exists between the payment service provider and the owners of vehicles to complete the process.
That was D.C. Taxi Chair Ron Litton. In an interview with WAMU's Martin DeCaro, Litton blamed cabbies and payment service providers for the slower-than-expected pace of installation of the modern taxi meter system.
The D.C. Taxi Cab Commission had hoped roughly half the district's 6,500 cabs would accept credit cards by now. The actual number is fewer than 1,000.
Do you have a credit card payment machine yet?
No, I don't. The company that I lease from hasn't gotten it.
I think this weekend our company have some kind of deal with some individual, I don't know.
Those cabbies outside Union Station are part of the reason why the installations are going so slowly. And Taxi Cab Commission Chairman Ron Linton sounds like he's running out of patience.
They're not keeping their appointments for installations. They're not responding. They're not paying attention.
Also, Linton says credit card payment providers have taken more time than expected to get their hardware into the shops. So as a result, the deadline to accept plastic has been pushed back another month to September 30th. But taxi owners and payment providers must show Linton they have legitimate reasons to ask for more time. The deadline to apply for an extension is August 15th.
We will begin impounding vehicles that have not met their deadline and have not gotten their extension by September 1st.
One tech company that intends to have its credit card machines in DC cabs is Alexandria-based Taxi Magic. Founder and CEO Sanders Partee predicted the old deadline would not be met.
This is a tremendous logistical challenge in terms of procuring the equipment, signing up the drivers, installing the equipment.
And as a businessman, Partee says the slow pace of installations may be the result of individual taxi owners as well as some fleets lacking capital to buy the equipment. He plans to lease it.
And when we lease them that equipment, we're putting a lot of assets out on the road in individual cars. And so we need to have some sort of comfort that our assets are going to be protected and that they're productive.
He estimates an individual cabbie will have to gross $2,000 a month in credit card receipts to make the system viable for everyone involved. I'm Martin DeCaro.
That was from WAMU. With only 1,000 of the district's more than 6,500 cabs installed with the modern taxi meter system, there may be a mad dash in the coming weeks to beat the September 1 deadline. And for those drivers who want to utilize the limited extension, the commission says they'll have to sign up with the PSP by August 15th, which may cause another sort of mad dash. As a number of driver owners are rushed into signing up with one of the 7 commission-approved payment service providers, some cabbies have expressed concern that they're signing a major contract, but may not fully understand all the details and legalese. Thursday in his office, I asked Chairman Litton if the commission had a role to play in ensuring that drivers don't get hurt in this commission-mandated process.
Well, Peter, this you raise an interesting point. We went in the direction that we're going in here at the behalf of the industry, which said the commission and the city shouldn't dictate what we put into our vehicles, even if you're paying for them. We want to decide what equipment we have. We want to decide who we buy from, who we do business from. We want the market to run this thing. And so we took a step back and we said, okay, providing that at a minimum this set of criteria is met by those who are going to come in and sell. And so we structured this so the market could prevail, so that competition could prevail. There are, there are 8 or 9 PSPs have already been certified. They all meet the minimum requirements. Now we can't step in between the buyer and the seller to negotiate a particular contract. We're not going to set the terms of the contract. That's up on the businessmen to do that. These are businessmen.
Yeah, I wasn't so much saying that you should have a role of setting. I was curious. Well, I was curious to know if you'd looked at them, if you have a sense of how long they're for, and if you feel confident that drivers are, because they are businessmen, but they're not lawyers, and the companies that are coming in have lawyers, and so they're going to be very good at the legalese. Drivers are, as you said, independent businessmen. I find them to be very brilliant, but it might not be a fair for an independent driver to sit down at the table. I'm not sure that's a level playing field.
Well, they have the option of, first of all, many of them who come in here with problems and issues do bring lawyers with them. So they certainly have access to lawyers. I'm sure they can get access to lawyers. I'm sure they can get access to information and advice through their driver associations or through the companies that they, even though they an independent owner-operator might not might be a black or a white, I'm sure they have friends and they could go to a company and say, what are you doing? You know, there are ways to learn how to do this. These guys talk to each other. They're not isolated.
Have you seen some of the contracts? Do you have a sense of, like an example, are we talking about a one-year contract, a three-year contract, a five-year contract?
No, I haven't seen any of the contracts.
And you don't have a sense of length?
I do not have a sense of the length. I know that there is a variation in what's being offered, and there's certainly a variation in charges that's being offered. And this is where I think the driver owners need to be astute and not just go with one. They need to ask two or three of them, what are the options here?
Because you have equipment coming in, you have credit card fees, you have monthly payments, and then I guess you got to read the fine print. What happens if the equipment breaks? What happens if someone drunk in the back seat hits it? These are all things, I guess. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, we were dealing with the same thing when we were on a track for a single vendor to provide everybody. All those same things had to be dealt with. They have to be dealt with. That's part of the marketplace.
But in the case of a single vendor, you were going to be dealing with it.
That's
right?
True. But the industry said, no, let the marketplace decide. Let us decide. So we did. We're letting them decide. They're going to have to deal with those issues.
Would you consider having, having your general counsel look at and putting forward certain standards that they would like to see, for example, when it comes to equipment or these various protections that you would have worked to, and maybe you did work to get into the Verifone contract, that something similar happens with all these contracts?
I would have to discuss that with our legal department to find out whether that's appropriate. I'm not off the top of my head. Again, that's government inserting itself in a contractual relationship between two independent businesses. I have a little problem with that.
That was Ron Litton, chairman of the DC Taxi Cab Commission, joining us in studio to talk more about the modern taxi meter system and other issues. Is another member of the DC Taxi Cab Commission, driver representative Stanley Tapscott. Also joining us in studio is Michelle Chame, board member of the Small Business Association of DC Taxi Cab Drivers. Welcome to both of you, Commissioner Tapscott. Let's begin with you. What are your thoughts on the modern taxi meter system implementation now underway and its delay? And can you respond to, I know it's a lot, but some of what Chairman Litton has laid out? And welcome. It's good to have you back.
Thank you. And thank you, Mr. Tucker, for having me back. And thank the studio also. I'm so confused with everything that is going on right now. Every one of these chapters that's referred to, the modern taximeter has been written 4, 5, 6 times, and it's changed many, many times. Like the one that we voted, that they voted on, the last vote they took, we only got it at the time we got at the office, at the hearing. And I have been saying to him, well, all these times we cannot, or I cannot, get in a hearing and vote on these items without first reading them and understand them. And that's the main reason why I vote no for most everything that he opposed. Because how can we get it and read it within 10 minutes and vote on it? And if you notice, to me, there are people that's on this commission, they vote yes for everything. None of them have ever voted for nothing but yes. We had one lady other day after the vote was over said, why didn't you tell me you didn't want me to vote for it? What did I vote for? They don't even know what they're voting for. They just get up there and vote. And it's nerve-wracking to see the way it's going. It's a money in there. Somebody's getting money out of this thing. You know, all of these things, when it started out, the cab drivers was promised by the mayor that it wouldn't be costing them anything. Now everything is going to cost them. They could put this cruising light out for about $400. It shouldn't cost them more than $150 or $200 for a cruising light. Then they have it, you can't duplicate it. No other company can duplicate it. They say that we can order from the company. You call the company, they say they're not available. But yet they give us these deadlines and all of these fees. Why should I go out and work hard and have to pay a credit card PCP to process my money? I don't work for him. And that's a fee that we got to come up with. It's just absolutely too much. You're going to have to paint cars a color. That's another fee. I don't know where a cab driver, really is going to put cab drivers out of business, in my opinion.
That's the voice of Stanley Capscott, a member of the D.C. Taxi Cab Commission, a longtime driver, also joined by D.C. cab driver Michelle Chame. Welcome. I know you've got a lot of notes there. I wanted you to respond to some of what Chairman Linton said, but also to what Commissioner Tapscott said. It's a point that you've raised time and again when you testify before the commission, and that is that it'd be good to get what they're voting on ahead of time, not just post it the night before or the morning of, because these are not minor issues that are being voted on. Welcome, Michelle. Welcome back.
Thank you very much, Pete. We have complained about this process a number of times, but there is no improvement or correction is made. As you know, most of the times we get the rules and regulations, proposed rules and regulations, whether they are emergency or regular, 3 hours before the hearing. So we have to go and unscramble to write our response. Most of them are regulations. They require a thorough understanding of the regulations. They require a thorough review and probably comparison of the laws. And it may, some of them may seek a legal counseling. We are all cab drivers, mind you. So what do we do over there? By the time we arrive at the meeting, we sometimes arrive after the vote. In 10 minutes, chapters, 3 or 4 chapters are voted upon, and everything is done.
The last commission meeting might have lasted no more than 15 minutes.
That's true. That's the norm. That's what always happens. We can take the tally or the statistics.
We're going to go on to talk about the modern taximeter system a bit, but I wanted to get your response about UberX.
Before I go to UberX, okay. I would like to say something about the September 30th deadline. Technically, the deadline is brought closer to now than it is extended. The cab driver is required to sign an agreement by August 15. Technically, 15 days.
If they want an extension for their for getting the modern taximeter system installed, as you're saying, the commission is now requiring that they
sign with the payment service provider, PSP, by August 15th. So yes. I hadn't thought of it as you're saying it, but that does make sense.
Technically, 15 days are reduced from the normal deadline. You see, mind you, the process of writing these rules and coming with a final proposal took over 40 and 50 days. In the meantime, no taxi cab driver has a clue about the rules and regulations, has no clue or cannot really predict what will come out, and everybody was waiting, just holding his hands. Now, in 15 days, he or she is urged to go and sign a contract. In 15 days. The extension is for PSPs, not for the driver.
I want to stay on this issue and return to my interview with DC Taxi Cab Commission Chairman Ron Linton. Linton was quoted in the media as saying he estimates the number of cabs installed at this point with the MTS at about 1,000, and I asked him about this.
That's approximately correct. Should be by this Friday, there should be about 1,000.
And then how many, do you know how many cabs are out there that have not signed up with the payment service provider?
Well, that is the question we don't have an answer to, and that's part of what we're trying to force into understanding, how many of them have not. I travel quite a bit to cab stands and to gas stations to talk to drivers, and I'm unhappy with the number of them who have not read about this, who aren't aware of what they're supposed to do, haven't talked to their companies, don't seem to understand what's expected of them. They need to get on the ball and find out.
So for an independent cab driver who has not signed up with the payment service provider as of this date, when does he have to do that, and what punishment or penalties may he face if he doesn't? Because as you're saying, I think there are a lot of drivers who don't have all the information right now.
They need to go on the website and see the list of 7 or 8 payment service providers that are certified to sell their services. Talk to one or two of them to see what the best deal is they can get, and sign up with them so that they can submit by August 15th a request for the extension to install. They also need to do one other thing. Those drivers who have been given appointments for their recalibration need to keep those appointments.
I followed up with Chairman Linton about what penalties drivers would face if they don't have their MTS system installed in time.
Now, you don't have a MTS installed if you don't have a recalibration. So on September 1st, if there's no recalibration, even if you have hardware in that vehicle, and a hack inspector comes upon you, you're going to have the car impounded.
On September 1, the taxi cab commission will start impounding cars?
That's correct. If you have a valid extension, you have a letter in your glove compartment to show the hack inspector. Without that, you get impounded.
And as you said, you've been talking to cab drivers who maybe this is, they get some information from the media, but this is, I think, will come as news to many. Do you think that's a bit tough on drivers?
No, I don't. It's been on the website for 2 months. I'm told, well, they don't have computers. Well, libraries have computers. There's plenty of ways to go. They have associations. They belong to companies or associations. They have their drivers' organizations. There's plenty of ways of doing it. Now, we are preparing a flyer, which we hope we'll have out by next week, that we're going to start distributing as far and wide as we can. But the drivers need to take some responsibility on themselves for this thing.
That's Ron Linton, chairman of the DC Taxi Cab Commission. This is The Taxi Link. I'm Pete Tucker with thefightback.org, and I'm joined in studio by Stanley Tapscott, a member of the DC Taxi Cab Commission, and by Michelle Chame, board member of the Small Business Association. Commissioner Tapscott, your response.
Yes, he keeps saying about the website. There are a lot of cabs that don't even know what the website is. A lot of cabs do not have a computer, and I think this is the most unfair thing that's happening to cab drivers in D.C. We used to have a Title 31 where they had a copy and could read it and understand it. These things are put out on the website by the lawyer, and they are written up as a lawyer, and 9 times out of 10, a cab driver cannot understand and comprehend the way the lawyer has it written. You may refer to about 4 or 5 different chapters in one instance, and it would take you days to sit down and try to interpret all of this thing. And each one of the chapters from 4 up to about 16 has been written 3, 4, 5 times. And how can you follow them? You got to be a real lawyer to follow what they're saying. They changed so many times. It's just unfair to cab drivers as far as I'm concerned. And then to be penalized and have your car pounded, that's just so unreal. These people got to make a living. They got to feed their family. They got to pay their home mortgages and everything. How can they do it with their car impounded? And most of them, like I say, this letter he's talking about putting out, I was in the office and I requested that. I don't know whether that helped any, but it's almost too late. August the 15th is upon us. And yet he thinks that, you know, cab drivers just dragging their feet. But, you know, all of these things that we are doing right now, the mayor met at old Schaefer's company and said that it was going to be no cost to a cab driver for all of these things because they failed to get the contract through $37 million.
The contract with Verifone.
With Verifone. Now it's all falling back on the cab driver. Everything is done is for a cab driver. They can't keep and buy cars with all these different hidden things. And I looked at a contract from a PSP today. And you sign this contract, what happens if you get sick and you can't work for 2 or 3 weeks or you go out of business? You still got to pay for this equipment. You're still responsible for this equipment. No one needs this equipment. We're not asking for this equipment. You know, credit cards. I don't have no problem with credit card. If you want a credit card in your car, fine. But there's no place that I know of in this city that demands for a businessman to accept credit cards. Why are we demanding to be accept credit cards and then give part of our money to a PCP?
PSP. And it's not just credit cards, because these are much more extensive than that, these modern taxi union systems. Credit cards are just one part of them. But, Michelle Chame, I wanted to get your response. September 1st, some cabs will be impounded. And as Commissioner Tapscott pointed out, this is not just the impounding of a car. Just like it's not just the suspending of a license. We've covered closely over the last weeks how some drivers get their hack license suspended, even if their case is thrown out in criminal court. But it seems that the commission, I don't think, has the full scope and scale of what it means. As Commissioner Tapscott has said, the drivers have mortgages, they have families. This is a major deal. And yet we might see a number of cabs, September 1st and I suppose September 30th, being impounded. What will this mean for drivers, and what's your response?
Well, it's obvious. There is one saying in where I come from. I learned it from my elders. I don't know if I can literally say it. You can't shove a stick through the wound of someone. You don't feel the pain. So they are paid. They are paid taxpayer money. They earn their salary or wage every week or two or months. But they don't care about the driver who earns his wage every day. So they don't feel the pain. They have a motive. Their motive is to write punitive rules and regulations, to enforce them, create a hostile environment, and squeeze out the driver. That is their ultimate goal. That is what we want the public to know about it. The public interest is highly, highly exploited and manipulated for this purpose. We are not considered part of the public. We are not considered part of society. That is a fundamental problem. That's what all this push is about.
That's the voice of Michelle